I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. Whenever people talk about abortion, it can become very contentious very fast. That's what's happening in Ireland right now. On Friday, Irish voters go to the polls for a national referendum on abortion. The lead-up has seen accusations of dirty campaign tactics and plenty of name-calling. But The World's Matthew Bell recently spoke with one woman who's determined to hear from all sides.
Hi, Kira. Matthew in Boston. How you doing?
Good to hear from you.
I called up Kira O'Connor-Walsh in Dublin after learning about her podcast. It's called The Eighth. That's a reference to Ireland's so-called Eighth Amendment, which effectively bans abortion. On Friday, Irish voters have a yes or no choice. Do they want to repeal the Eighth? As the campaigns for each side ramped up, O'Connor-Walsh had an idea for a podcast.
What you get when you end up looking at both sides is you get quite a lot of the extreme opinions. And what you don't tend to get is any of the humanity behind the people who are involved in the campaign. It ends up being talking heads where two people are just really speaking past one another. And what I really wanted to see was a little bit of, I suppose, the middle ground and try and understand what ordinary, regular Irish people think about the issue of abortion.
One thing O'Connor-Walsh decided right away was to come clean about her position. She's 37 years old, and she's a longtime supporter of abortion rights. She also decided to be open about her own experience with abortion. You said at the very beginning of the podcast that you had traveled for an abortion. In Ireland, of course, most abortion is illegal, so many women will travel to places like the UK. Was that difficult for you to talk about?
It was difficult for me to talk about. Nobody wants to air their dirty laundry in public like that, really. But, you know, for me, I felt that what was really missing from the conversation about abortion in Ireland is women's stories. And silence has been used as a tool for a long time in Ireland to keep things under wraps. And, you know, that's happened across the board in different issues in Irish society. And I think that women telling their stories is really what's going to change hearts and minds here. And so I thought if I was making a podcast and I was going to be asking women to do that for me, that I also needed to share my own story. So yes, while it was hard to talk about and I had to, you know, prime my family and my friends and my partner and his family and, you know, all of the kind of knock-on effects of speaking publicly about something like this, for me, it's worth it because it brings a level of understanding and humanity to a conversation that can become quite clinical quite quickly.
Kira, I want to play one scene from the podcast where you sit down and speak with a woman named Murren, and she tells you this very moving story about how she had a miscarriage. And then it really struck you how you had this common experience, even though you're kind of coming at it from different directions.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you one more story. My first pregnancy was the one that ended in miscarriage. And I remember, you know, I knew it was going south. It wasn't 100%, but it wasn't looking good. I just remember sitting on the toilet, holding my head in my hands, and I said, oh my God. For the first time, I could see where someone facing an unplanned pregnancy was coming from. My body was betraying me. My body was doing something that I had no control over. My body was doing something natural, but something that I just absolutely, I'd have done anything to stop it. I'd have done anything to just, and I was going through, you know, lists of friends in my head who'd done exactly what I did, you know. They'd just had sex and they got pregnant and it had worked out and they had lovely babies. And I had sex and I got pregnant and my own body was betraying me. So, I mean, it's not that it changed my mind, but it totally brought it home to me in a whole new way. Just this helplessness, really. And I don't know if that's what you felt or if that's what everyone feels.
Like, that was actually quite emotional hearing you say that, because that's, you describe me to a T. Like, that was exactly the feeling. Like, you know, I feel like an alien in my, like, you know, in my own skin. I feel like my body has betrayed me and it's something quite natural is happening, but it's, I feel out of control and...
Identical.
We had this moment together where we were looking at each other from different sides of the same issue and where we'd shared our exact, almost identical experience, except for mine was in the case of a termination of a pregnancy. But the feelings were identical. And we just had this big hug at the end where we were like, wow, you know, we shared something very special.
There was another moving story from a young man who tells you about how he would not be alive today, he thinks, if it wasn't for the Eighth Amendment, which bans abortion in Ireland, because he says his mom probably would have had an abortion. Kira, let's listen to a little bit of what Gavin had to say.
So my mom fell pregnant with me when she was 15. She had me when she was 16. The background of my family then wasn't wealthy at all. Working class family background. My mother didn't want to travel to England to get an abortion, right? My grandparents, however, wanted her to, and we had family in England. So they sent her over to England to get an abortion, and she was there. She stayed with a few family members there waiting for the whole procedure. Now, it was in that time that my grandparents deliberated, you know, and methodically thought, okay, well, look, we can't do this. This isn't the right thing to do. So they took her home, and I'm here today because of that.
And that was probably the hardest interview and, you know, one of the ones that had the most impact on me, because, you know, we had great chats. We had a lot in common. He was a philosophy student. I had studied philosophy in college. A really lovely, open, warm guy. And he sat across from me and in a very gentle way, not in a confrontational way and not in an angry way, said, when you see me, do you see Gavin, a person, or do you see a choice? And for me, obviously, that was quite a confronting moment, because of course I see him as a human being and a person with a life and, you know, friends and family and networks. But I did have to say to him, you know, would I have respected his mother's right to terminate that pregnancy? Yes, I would have. And that was an incredibly personal and challenging moment.
Do you think that's a fair question?
I think it is a fair question, you know. I mean, as far as he's concerned, and like he's never going to change his mind about termination of pregnancy because it's so rooted in personal experience. And I had to recognise that that's where he's coming from. And equally, I'm coming from a point of view of having had to travel for a termination of pregnancy and the sort of trauma that comes along with that. And so that's why I'm campaigning so hard and why it matters so much to me.
Do you think you've changed any folks' minds as you've talked to them, maybe through the podcast, through your conversations or however?
My sister, who was very pro-choice, and then she listened to the episode that you were talking about there with Muireann and with Gavin, and she changed her mind and she became very pro-life. And then she had to go away and really reevaluate her whole position. But she's back in the repeal camp now. She's decided on further reflection. But I think that the pro-life episode really rattled her.
Kira, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thanks so much, Matthew.
Kira O'Connor Walsh is the podcaster who's put out the 8th podcast about all the issues surrounding the abortion referendum that's coming up on May 25th in Ireland.
That was The World's Matthew Bell.